The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Somebody say, here, kitty, kitty, yeah, meow. It is your favorite kitty cat, the coolest cat on the radio, DJ Jitar. I am live here on WOGRDB Columbia, South Carolina, our generation radio. Last night, actually very early this morning, for those of you on the East Coast, I played the other version of Kitty Girl by RuPaul, but I actually had played the other version of it, which most people know, which is by Trixie Mattel and Shangela. Anyway, so that's our start for the show today. I was talking to my driver from St. Mary's yesterday when I was coming home about which version of the next song to play. And he had asked me a question about it, actually, and I can't tell you the answer yet. I'll have to tell you a little later at the end of the block what he asked me, and I asked the person in an email. I sent an email off, and I got an answer back, and the answer is actually kind of interesting. But anyway, I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes, and I'll talk about requests when I come right back. Anyway, you're listening to DJ Jitar. Let's get on with the music. Meow!
In the mix.
Our Generation Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, let me start off by taking care of the legal requirement here. I've got to name all of the songs. Wheel in the Sky was the first song in the set, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second. School's Out was Alice Cooper. The Hollies did Long Cool Woman. Foreigner did Hot Blooded to close off the set. Okay, so anyway, my driver from St. Mary's, he takes me to a medical appointment several times a week, and we were coming back from my appointment yesterday, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to play on today's show, and I thought, okay, I want to play Wheel in the Sky by Journey, but I was trying to decide whether I wanted to play the original version or the Revelation version, and the Revelation version is what I play. And I asked him, you know, which do you like better? And he said, you know, I don't think I've ever heard the Revelation version. So, well, that made up my mind. That's what I'm going to play. But he was thinking maybe it was about Ezekiel's Wheel. If you don't know what Ezekiel's Wheel is, well, look it up on Google. It's kind of an interesting thing. Anyway, no, it's actually not. I sent off an email to someone I know. I'm not going to name the person. But, yeah, I know a lot of people because I've been DJing forever, okay? Anyway, no, according to the person, it actually was a poem written by Ross Valerie's wife, Diane. He was the bassist for Journey. And it was about her husband being on tour all the time and being missing. And at that point, he had been on tour for almost a year. Anyway, So the song is about her. It was rewritten then later by the original vocalist of the group, but then sung by Steve Perry, who recorded the track. It was one of the first ones that he did for the group. Anyway, yeah, a little interesting side note there, and a little bit of a cat treat. Anyway, I've got plenty of more music coming up, but I also do requests. If you have something in particular you'd like to hear, well, I have an online request system. If you go to the station's website, OurGenerationRadio.com, where you probably already are, in today's schedule, right under it, you will find a link to my online playlist, and it's also in the DJ's profile page under my profile. You can paw through everything that I've got in Sam Broadcaster, loaded into Sam Broadcaster, find something, click the little button that says request, and poof, I'll get it on. You're allowed to request up to 3 songs a day for each show, so go ahead and request something if you have something in particular you want to hear. Anyway, if not, well, I'll just play what I want. Anyway, I'm doing kind of 70s, 60s kind of thing today, and I'm going to start us off here with the next block with the Atlanta Rhythm section. You're listening to DJ Jitar live on Our Generation Radio. Meow!
The hottest DJ. Hottest DJ. Mixing up beats.
Our Generation Radio.
I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
No way to hide. picks a tune out and he blows it on the hum.
Down on the corner, out in the street, then the folk boys are playing, bring a nick of happy feet.
Rooster hits the white coat, people just got a smile. Rooster bumps at the bass and solos for a while. Folk boy twangs a rhythm out on his calamazoo. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bring a nick of happy feet.
Trying all night long. train all night long just to talk to you.
Is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, second block done. Okay, we're good. Anyway, what did I play? Atlanta Rhythm Section did So Into You. I also played Lion Eyes by the Eagles, yeah. Down on the Corner was Creedence Clearwater Revival. And if you can't tell, yeah, I'm doing like 70s and 60s today, at least for the first half of my show. Don't know what we're going to do in the second half. We'll find out. And Lay Down Sally was Eric Clapton. More music coming up for you. And don't forget, click the request link button on the station's website, and I'll get a song on for you. Anyway, Looking Glass is next. Maybe a song maybe not too many people remember, but I liked it. Anyway, onward we go. You're listening to DJ Jitar. Meow!
Power Generation Radio!
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl,
you're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." His eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
Don't you know that it's wrong to take She was just a walking down the street singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum diddy-do.
Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum diddy-dum.
We
walk on
to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love.
house nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine. I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
Do what diddy-diddy dum diddy do.
We'll sing it.
Do what diddy-diddy dum diddy do.
Oh, yeah.
Do what diddy-diddy dum diddy do.
Solution to our trouble evolution. said I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With live DJs across the USA, this is Our Generation Radio, WOGR-DB, Columbia, South Carolina, a member of the National Association of Digital Broadcasters.
Our Generation Radio.
Yes, we are. Anyway, what did I play? Okay, great set there, actually. I started off with Looking Glass, did Brandy. I hope I'm bringing back some memories for people. A couple of these are memories for me, too. Rich Girl, that was Daryl Hall and John Oates. Flintstone Boy, that was Elton John. That was actually the B-side of Ego. And I've got another Elton John coming right up in just a minute. Manfred Mann did Doo-Wah-Diddy. Did he? Yeah, okay. Spirits in the Material World was the Police. The Beatles did Obladi, Oblada, and Why Can't We Be Friends was War. Yeah, actually, I did. That was one of my favorite songs was Why Can't We Be Friends back in the, oh my God, 70s. And it always brings back this memory of, I don't know, if you lived through the 70s, which you probably did, like I did, I was a kid, but my mother was into the liquid embroidery that was very popular at the time. You know, jackets and jeans and everything, but they had these like neon paint colors. They were in tubes and they rolled them on and they, God. But that's the memory that always comes back whenever I hear that song. Anyway, I promised you some more Elton John. That's coming up right now. Also some Bonnie M. You're listening to DJ Chitar. This is WOGRDB Columbia, South Carolina, Our Generation Radio.
You're locked on to the number one radio station.
Number one
radio station.
They play the best music.
Best music for your listening pleasure.
Our Generation Radio.
Still, I never knew me about.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy with Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder and gelatin. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, that way perfume came naturally from Paris, naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class, you're absolutely dry. She's not a bad
you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
The rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and yeah. Don't forget, yeah, I do take requests. I can take requests for another about 15, 20 minutes before the end of my show. Anyway, what all did I play? Elton John's Crocodile Rock. Yes, did Owner of a Lonely Heart. Queen did Killer Queen. And I've never figured out if it's Boney M. or Bonnie M. I think it's actually Boney. Rivers of Babylon. One of my favorite songs, actually, of theirs. They were a really great band. Anyway, so what have I got coming up? I've got the Rolling Stones. And at the end of my show, I am going to play for you the absolute quintessential 70s song. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. Anyway, the Rolling Stones are next. You're listening to DJ Jitar. This is Our Generation Radio.
Real Life Radio.
Our Generation Radio.
Bye.
to me. Oh, oh. Tried anymore.
You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, I got one more block coming up here, and I'm sure everybody's curious to know what I think is the ultimate song of the 70s. Yeah, that's going to be the last song on my show today, coming up in just a few minutes. Anyway, what did I play? I started off with the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. I also played the Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. And yeah, I know that's not 60s or 70s, that's 80s, but I was listening to Jumpin' Jack Flash, and I was thinking, what would go with that? Yeah, when I come on the air, I've usually got like a quarter to a third of my show sort of put together. I've at least got songs listed out that I, you know, want, and I'm rearranging things as I go. Yes, my show is live. I am not on Memorex, okay? Yeah, anyway, what else did I play? I also played Long Train Runnin'. That was the Doobie Brothers. War by Edwin Starr and Rod Stewart's Maggie May. So, Next block, I'm going to start off with another song by Journey from their Revelation album. It's another one of my favorite songs of theirs. This version is quite a bit different than the original, but it's pretty good. But I thought I'd play that for Rob too. Anyway, you're listening to DJ Guitar. This is WOGRDB Columbia, South Carolina.
Our Generation Radio.
Okay, that's not what was supposed to happen. Okay, every once in a while, Sam Broadcaster does strange things to me, so yeah, I hissed at it. Let's try that again. Nope, still not right. Okay, let's try it again. Here we go. This time, we'll get it right. See, I told you it was live radio. Yeah.
When the lights go down in the city, in the sun.
Talk. yes, you do. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to. Third rate romance, low rent in his car, and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend. She didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. Then he came.
We'll be right back. want to be your partner, can't you see? The music is just starting, night is falling, and I am falling, dance with me. Fantasy could never be so killing, I feel free. I hope that you are willing, pick the beat up. Your feet up, dance with me. Let it lift you off the ground. Starry eyes and love is all around us.
I can take you where you want to go.
Oh, oh, dance with me. To be your partner, can't you see? The music is just starting, night is calling, and I am falling, dance with me.
Okay, and here we are at the end of my show. See, I told you it was a live show. Sometimes a little bit too live, but yeah. You try it. You work at it the whole show, trying to make everything perfect for the listeners, and then something like that happens. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, I clicked in the wrong place. Anyway, Lights, the Revelation version of Journeys. Yeah, okay, that is a great song, actually. The original is, you know, this one sounds a little strange because it is it's not a remix, it's actually, they did it from scratch for the album Revelation. Anyway, the original is what I always hear in my head, but I like that one too and I wanted to play that for Rob. Anyway, I also played Sandy Kershaw's Third Rate Romance, David Bowie's Golden Years, and Dance With Me, that was Orleans. Okay, so everybody's wondering, what is the song that I think it says the 70s? Well, let me tell you a little quick story about this. One of the reasons why I think of it is my mother and I were in, it was, I think it must have been 1979. We were driving to, I don't know, we were living in Van Nuys and we were probably driving to either Sears or Monkey Ward's. Yeah, Monkey Ward's, listen to me. 70s, definitely 70s. And this song came on and we were driving along and we passed the street named Ethel and it caused us to bust out laughing because of the song. Anyway, you'll hear the song in just a few seconds. I'll be back next week. Same time, same cat channel. You're listening to DJ Jitar and Meow!
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes. Running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over her. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget cider. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here comes
boogity, boogity.
Here comes
boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the street. Fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gonna give us a peek. Well, yes, they call him the street. Like to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just sitting here trying to get some air in my car there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there. I said, don't look, Ethel! Too late, she done been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers.
He ain't
boogity, boogity.
He ain't
a boogity, boogity.
He's just on the mood to run in the news.
Well, yes, they call him the street. Like to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime. I just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he comes, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there, didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a-dribbling, made a jump shot, got out through the concession. I hollered up at Ethel, I said, don't look at the... Too late, she done got a free shot. Grandstanded her right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
Fastest thing on
who's that
feet.
With? Ethel? Is that you,
he's
Ethel?
Proud
where do you think you're going?
On his anatomy.
You get he gonna your give us a
clothes on. Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel,
you like brazen hussy.
Say it as a if there's an audience.